There we go. Sure, my name is Councillor Steve Cardowney. I'm Deputy Leader of the Council and I'm also the Festival and Events Champion. Indeed, it's great news that its first port of call in Scotland will be in Edinburgh. Of course, we've got a close affinity with the Commonwealth Games, having hosted it twice already, and we are hosting the diving competition at the Royal Commonwealth Pool. So it will be good to welcome the Bath into the city. I think the excitement will build up. I mean, we're going to have something like 120 baton bearers in Edinburgh, and there will be a pupil from every secondary school in the city. It's going to run throughout the city, and the baton will be carried by people who are close to their own local communities. So they should be recognisable by people in the area. And we're hoping that people will come out and to welcome the baton and to see the people running with the baton. I was fortunate enough to be on the panel that determined who should take the baton. And all the people that were nominated, because there's far more people going to be disappointed, actually, than elated, because we had far more applications than the 120. But all the people were nominated because they had done something for their community or done something for their families. They were all people that deserved to take the baton. They weren't just picked willy-nilly. There was a reason for picking these particular people. So to give them this opportunity to run with the baton through the streets of Edinburgh, I'm sure they will regard it as a great honour. But for us, it's also a reward to these people for the work that they're doing on the city's behalf. Indeed, we're going to have an event running throughout the day at the Meadowbank Stadium, and there will also be other events at the Royal Commonwealth Pool. It will culminate in a concert in Princes Street Gardens that evening. Events are taking place as we speak. Schools are already participating and planning future events at the moment. And I think when we get closer to the Games and when the publicity becomes more intense and the media involvement, I think more and more people will be enthused by the prospect of the Games coming to Scotland. We're only 40 miles away from Glasgow, so I'm quite sure a whole number of people will come from Glasgow to Edinburgh to see Edinburgh and to see what we have to offer. And likewise, there'll be lots of people travelling from Edinburgh to Glasgow for the Games itself. So it's a great boost for Scotland, and it's fantastic that the city of Edinburgh, Scotland's capital city, has been able to get